Okay, everybody. Okay, continuing in Hachakas. This week, I'm still not sure exactly. Bez Hashem, Monday, Wednesday, you know, Bez Hashem. And to, you know, I thought originally we were going to do Thursday also. I'm not sure whether that's going to work out. I'll let you know on Wednesday. No, we can always... What?
Friday.
Shabbos. Okay, look, if the extra share doesn't work out this week, we can do it a different week, and, you know. Okay. So, this packet is a continuation of, in Hachakos. We talked a little bit about this, and now we're being mashlim a little bit more. About his taklus b'makomas ha-mechusim.
16D.
And then we have to decide when we're going to have the next bechina. We have to figure that out. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yistakel afilu b'akeva v'lo b'makomas ha-mechusim bo. So you can't look at your wife's ankle, her heel, and any other mekomos hamechusim bo. So that's the pasuk pshat that we said the 2 days in the Ravid, right? One day in the Ravid was that all mekomos hamechusim are aser. The other day was that only the osa mokum is aser, the pshas nidusa. And then we pointed out that if you hold b'shas nidusa all mekomos hamechusim are aser, so then when she's not in nida, there's a din of just the osa mokum, even when she's tahora. But if you hold the din of osa mokum is only b'shas nidusa, then when she's not in nida, the osa mokum is even mutter. And then the Rambam says a mutter was talking about mekomos hagluyim, avol pi shenene b'riyasa, and you could also look at the mekomos hagluyim, your face, etc., even though you're nena miriyasa. Now, if you look in Eben Ezer on page 2, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Mutal Adam Labit Beishto, Apple Pishahin Nida Vu Ervalo." Apple Pishahishma Hana Buryasa, Hovi Muters Lachazman. Right, so he could look at his wife when she's in Nida, the Bekomas Agluyim. Who Mitzras Lachazman, anybody named Mirchol. Avalo Yitzchok Velo Yakel Roshima, right? But there's an issue of Talus Rosh. Right? Can't have Talus Rosh. Now, there's some people who want to make a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Pasha says there's no need to make a stira. But some people feel that there's a need to make a stira here. Rav Avadi Yosef and others place. Because in Hilchas Nida Kuf Tzadi Hei Zion, it says, Lo Yistakel Afil Ba'keva. And they want to learn that means that you can't look at any, your wife at all. I mean, or, you know, you shouldn't, or intently. Even the Mekomos HaGluyim, in the Mechaber. So then they ask, well, what about this mechaber that says that mutar l'adam l'habib b'ishto? So the simple pshat, you see, because when he said lo yistaka afil b'keva, and then b'lo mekom samchusim b'ah, so they learn that that means lo yistakel. Normally we assume a cave is mechumus mechusim, but I don't know the way it's. But if you read the mechaber, lo yistaka afil b'keva, which is maybe mokum goloi, then the lobum comes some chusim bo. From Akiva. Right. So. But if you're learning that that's called the mokom, that's, if you read it kipshuto, that that's, well, yistakel afil b'keva is mokomos ha-gluyim, and then v'lobo mokomos ha-mchusim ba. So then there'll be a stira. So for some reason, Say in this sefer here, Hilchos Ituri Kohen, on page 4, he says, Ulam stira b'shulchana kashali. The halacha kashav lo yistak al fil b'keva lo mekom samchusim. It's really like Rov Rishonim. Ve'vezer sham kashav karambam demutol abe b'ishto afal pishi nidah.
It doesn't say only Mekomos.
Is that how he's understanding this? I mean, this quasi-stira? Stira shokhna 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 shokhna.
Because the Rambam is one who holds that Matzah Tov Afilu Kamal Kamal Chusim Shari.
Yeah.
Saying
that
Mutter, and that's actually
the
Rambam, which
said, who was Mekal, even Amal Kamal Kamal Chusim. Yeah. Okay. So, Bekitzer, what he's going to say is that the Lashon Histaklus, he says on page 4, the navy yashiv astir shulchanach nakim lechor yesh lahakshos begufa de brisa madu shina ravach lashonu gami sakas benoshim da'al kosim kolat sofa filu listakel bi ishtoni de kosim kom stakel bakeva kavadi shishkhag man has stakles litzvi stakles hain is bonus. His stakles means, you know, intent looking, you know, like staring. Bonus Berea Ruchshi uvedikto, Bitsamu with Musturasa. The Iker Hanasa Novemi Dicto Karia Gufa Mashenkin Sphia, he began the Ria Baalmo, Shaina Bedakte Berioso, Bitsamu with Musto Shotsurasa, or Bakroi Kiherfai. Yeah, it's just to look, you know, quickly. He carried Ria Vano Belave. So he wants to say that when the Rambam says over here, Lo Yistakel is going on, you know, histaklus, real histaklus, you know, staring. So, and that would be usher even what? Even mekomos habluim. Or he's saying that, in other words, mekomos gluim calls mechusim. It's din of histaklus. And here, when he's saying it's mutar lahabit, and it's much, and maybe everything, is just lahabit. Whereas if you want to say, like Rabbi Tuchman said, if you want to say that in Ebenezer was saying it's mutar, mekomos gluim calls mechusim, everything's okay, but that's only lahabit. You know, very quick. And in Hilchas Nida, Lo Yistakel is referring to looking intensely.
It says in Mutter, but didn't we say it's Mutter Lahabit Yovyo?
That's the Ramah.
So, if he's saying it's a din of Yistakel, does that mean you even look at Mekomos Samachusim, Lahabit?
Right.
And you know, so he doesn't think it's a din in Mechusa versus Galuya, it's all a din about
later. Right. How are you doing it?
What's the right? A Havi is not close to his tackles. To say, read, look. You don't need a Havi to say, use the root, Reish Aleph Hey. If you just want to say a regular looking, once you start using Havi, you're getting into.
He quotes the Malbim. The Malbim here. Well, he beat Oven Biyako Valora Omol Yisrael. So the Malbim says that Yeshevzel ben Ro ben Hibit. Shara Mitzayin Reos Ha'ayin. Ro means you see something. Habata Mitzayin Sima Slave. When you look at it and then you internalize it, you know, that's...
At the same time, biblical parallelism, the paralleling Habata with the Iyah, that means the Habata is much closer to the Iyah.
The Habin is the preferred verb for Tullah.
And also, who says the Mechab would be using the language of Tanakh?
Right.
I said
in Rabbinic Hebrew.
But what is it?
The Habin is the preferred term for Tullah.
You see, if you look.
But the horror comes in a bit cooler, because what he's saying is that when all these halachas are, you're not allowed to look at other women, I'll stack the alphabet, each, I feel less katana, right? All these things, you know, in order to be nana, he's basically saying that if you do a not histakos, kadei lehanos, it's mutter.
Yeah, so let's look at this prima gadim. Look at the prima gadim on page 7. He says, Rashi calls Rashi, he named the Be'etus Ish HaMestakel V'nena Osir Men HaTorah HaFil B'Megulula. Kemosh Yira HaRoa Be'Ebenezer. HaBariya B'lo Nena Shari. Kemosh Yikos of Habah. That's what you just said.
I'm just saying that it's totally a Nena.
Right, the Pasha who have a Chusa.
If you do a Re'iyah,
have Bariya Ba'almo Osir.
Be'Hanos, it'd be Mutter, according to the other.
In other words, so if he's saying like this, if you look at another woman and your nana, even Magula, is asa, but that's if you, you know, look intently.
What we're saying is that if you just...
But if it's Makomas Mechusa of another woman, then even Riyah Balm is going to be asa.
So we're saying is that a Makom Goloi, the age of fish, you're allowed to do a re'iyah lehanos. Not a histaka lehanos, but you're allowed to do a
re'iyah lehanos,
even though you're
nana.
A cursory glance.
Or is he assuming that when it's just a re'iyah malma, you're not really getting...
What? No, is that true? people only get
Hanukkah. He says, Habariya Balonana.
That's what he's saying. I think
but the assumption is the real Hanah is only going to come if you look.
So that level Hanah that one gets from a Re'iyah below the staff was even though it's Kedele Hanah, it's his mother.
We're not saying he should.
The definition of Re'iyah Ba'al is not Hanah.
Okay, I mean, if he's doing a real Hanah, then he's probably going to be more than a Re'iyah. These are very hard things to, but the point is, in other words, he's saying is there's no issue that you can't look at a woman. In a chanami, if you're really intending to look at her to get her not, then
even though it's not a sapphos, it's just habata.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what your intention is.
That's what I'm saying. What are you saying there?
I guess by definition, your intention is $500, and it automatically becomes a status, even if it's momentary.
So basically, the prima gaddim's thing is that in another woman, Makomas HaMechusim is also even cursory, and Makomas HaMeguyim is if you really are looking at her. Yeah, take a look. I mean, he says it over here on page 10 in Madan Yosher. Take a look. He says, "V'divrei Beis Yosef Shtir Ulchor." Beis Yosef Ebenezer had think Divrei Rav Magid. You're right. It's really the Beis Yosef. It was in Ebenezer. He quotes the Rav Magid that only the Osa Mokum is Osa. Fish don't need
that.
Right. Because in the Beis Yosef here on page 3, he goes to Rav Magid. Rav Magid says the Katan Mokum Torah Shul Mechuvan Mashba Habshar Mekomus Mutter. That's the Rav Magid, and in Ebenezer he's saying everything. So v'tirat haberte Yosef, the Beis Yosef al tamei shakos of the chol mukom sum chushim shalav b'chal mukom atorish. So if you say that way that mukom atorish is lav dafka, then it's the same. But l'chora, see, in the, you're right. The ikus tira, like Rabbi Shammas just said, is within the Beis Yosef of how come in Ebenezer he's quoting the Rav Magid that's only the Mokom HaTorif, the only also Mokom for Yishtonida, and in Ebenezer it's and in Yoredeya it's everything. So that's the question.
But in the Rambam, but in the Mechaber himself, it's not necessarily Sira. It's going 21 times. One place he says it's
right
to be it's happy, and then in your day he says which places.
Right. So Rav Avadi Yosef has this big kula. Here we'll see the summary here on page 11 in the second column, and you can see it later in the Sefer itself. He says, "V'sefer Taras Abayis, because of the Das Maran Lakushna the Mils the Medina Shari, Kamis Talkus becomes some chusin." V'divrei Rav Magid. Whereas he's saying that he holds Rabbi Avad Yosef that the Mechaber really holds like the Magid Mishnah that Ishto Nida is only also Mokum. It's just a chumrah that you really shouldn't look at Mekom Mosam Chusim. That's why he uses the Lashon Lo Yistakel. Lo Yistakel is mashma, this, you shouldn't do this. It's not Osir L'Yistakel. Lo Yistakel. Lo Yistakel is a mashma, this is not a right. This is something that's not recommended. So that's how. So he's saying that the Stephen the Beis Yosef. So he's saying that what he says in Hilchas Nida is more of a Zahiris Chumra Ba'alma. Talk about Tosh Chumra. If you want to see that inside. The way he presents here on page 16, Rav Avadya, this is a bit cooler for Rav Avadya Yosef. Told him. He says, "Mutal adam lahabid l'stak of yofio shal ishto nidav al pisha ishto hanas leiv mimena b'riyoso." On the top there. "Aval pisha yi alo b'zakaris mikol mokam kevin shihi asida lios muteris lo lachar sfir shivas ki mutvila ein chashash yevol of And he explains it in the bottom that just a few.
So is that a style of the Shulchan to say low and what it means not the dinner? Or is that it's just here.
I don't know, you'd have to I mean, that's what he's in B'dai, to Rav Avadya Yosef. So whatever it says low is a chumrah.
Yeah, maybe. Gemara is not strong enough. Gemara is not the Lashon Hesed. It sounds. Gubanim, Shainim, Guganim is not. Doesn't tell us that it's usher.
Right. It's a bit of mamish and isser and things that we're not recommending.
I mean, by the Maaseh Eliyahu, no one's saying it's usher. Just we see from the Oynish that.
Therefore, we don't pass kedin from that matzah. I don't think it's usher to do this. I don't know what's the lashon. Maybe there it is. There it's touching, so it's more famous. Yeah, Rav Shmuel. You know, I like to quote it. Even though Rav Avadya Yosef doesn't like this Rav Shmuel, the Rav Shmuel says that the Rav Shmuel Abu Hav. I'm very into this Rav Shmuel. He says that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't written by one person. No, when you say that about in Tanakh, that's called biblical criticism. That's like, that's not, you don't say these things. But Shulchan Aruch, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, that's clear that it wasn't written by one person. That's in the biography of the Chofetz Chaim's son writes that the reason why there's stevers in the Mishnah Berurah because this was written by my father and this was written by my brother. So they follow different shittas. So the question is, in other words, so everyone agrees that the Beis Yosef wrote the Beis Yosef. Rav Yosef Kara wrote the Beis Yosef. The question is, did he also write the Shulchan Aruch, or did he give out? He says, you do from Siman Aleph to Chaf, and you do from Chaf to Lamed, and you do, different. So that was his approach, the Shulchan Aruch. And others didn't like this approach.
Who are the Talmidim wrote it, based off of Beis Yosef?
Yeah, right. This was the easy stuff. The Shulchan Aruch was like, the big stuff was writing the Beis Yosef. Then you had to get all the shittas and everything together. So, but then they say, but if the Shulchan Aruch is a safer psak, so he left the psak up to the Talmidim, you know, that was the counter argument. That the question is, did he mean it as a safer psak? You know, what did he...
The Gra says in, what's it called? He actually writes in his Hakdama that he wrote the Shulchan Aruch just as a kid.
Yeah. So,
the formulations of all of these shaylim, so you know, the way he amalgamates and sometimes are ingenious, doesn't want Omer Dov Shem Oimrei.
Yeah, why did he give credit
to the people who did write it?
Yeah, I don't
know. One of the most famous svarim in the last couple hundred years.
That's only post facto. He didn't. I mean,
okay, he's out of like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Mr. Brewer, yeah. Rabbi Tachman said that Mr. Brewer is also one of the most famous. He doesn't give him credit.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to understand the concept. Over the Shemot doesn't seem to, for some reason, apply.
It
just means a lot. You said anything like before, like 300 years ago.
The concept of like they use it. Yeah. I'm talking about
writing. I'm talking about like, you know, I mean, it's exactly. Right.
Rabbi
supposed
that he wrote the whole thing?
Yeah. Then there's a tshuva here from the Shlomo Kluger on page from the Sefer Meini. The Shlomo Kluger wrote many svarim. It's a chizuk if you write svarim from Shlomo Kluger. I think Mr. Beagleisen told me that he would write 5-6 hours a day. You know, Shlomo Kluger. That's why he has so many svarim in Halacha and Agada. I told you about his Chumash svarim. I told you, I bought a Shlomo Kluger, came out on Brachos. So I bought it. Then I came home, and I saw that it was only Parshas Brachos. Then there's another volume for Noah, another volume for Noah. So then I stopped. You go to the library, they have the whole thing. They have the shelves of... There's a Sefer he wrote, Imre Shefer. That's a two-volume on all of Chumash. But then this other thing that they've been coming out with is per Parsha. One Sefer per Parsha. Okay, so he has a piece here of Avad Yosef quotes on page 12. Shaldi Brody Bedor, each for Isha Shabbat Midusa, his Kotet Ima. Yeah. It's a married couple who the husband be made to do so was asking her to stand naked in front of him. And he says if she doesn't do that, she may have said as Niskasha Ladasa Mutsi Zera Levatol. So the shaila is she allowed to do that? So he says, Mutav Shiyasa Issa Kal, Mishayasa Issa Chomer. So he says he thinks that it's better to do the Isser Kal than the Isser Chomer. That's what he said originally. And then he says, one second. Then he writes here on page 13. He says, אבל he matzitz asmo lo magalam sora bekavona kedei shital lo zavi isegam lo. Because the chora is an isser on her also. It's not just an isser on him. But if she's just like she can't make, you know, hotas amita, this is, you know, so obviously this is. So then he says, "Vize yenira duadin hachal lehipach." Came into a tzarim of atalei na lavav mefurish. Rabbi Divrei Kabbalim came shuv after stachis beneath the kill. But Malcolm came to avoid rabbanon. But he says maybe they're only both rabbanon. So, so that's his whole. In the end, he says, "Kach." He says in the end that. So in the end, he says that she shouldn't listen to him. So Rav Avadya Yosef here on page 18, he quotes this tshuva. He says, "Miyosi b'zareisi lagomer Shlomo Kluger." There's a husband wants to look at Mekomos Mechusim when she's in Nida. So could he force her to do that? So he says, "Verich Agum Pilpum Yishlomer in Omrim Lodim Chato B'Shloshi Yiska Chavecha." So he says, that he doesn't mention that there are shitas that it's mutter, mekomos mechusim. How come that wasn't part of his pilpul? In other words, this idea that, you know, maybe the whole thing is just a chumrah.
Could it be that Shlomo Kluger is saying that he's talking about Makom Ha'erma, not just all the other Makomos Mechusim, meaning, because then seemingly everybody says that that is us, or at least from what he's read so far.
Right.
He's just assuming that's what it means, and he's not
even including the other part of the other. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe. So that's, and then he says this idea of Shagam Ladas HaOstrim, bottom paragraph. Histachos Mechobos Mechusim, Yishunidim, and then sort of Shilim Stachel Misbonin. That's the idea that. You know, he quotes the idea of Mistakal Bekeshes, you shouldn't, you know, look at the rainbow, these things of Histaklus, you know. Okay, the kids are, most poskim usually assume that it's Iker Mechadina. It's Iker Adin not to look at Mekomos and Mechusim. if there's a couple that needs a kula, that they're more modern or something like that, so then I wouldn't tell people lachatchila to look at mekomos amchusim and say it's only a chumrah. I wouldn't. That's not how I would tell people, because one could learn the Shulchan Aruch, the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. It depends on the couple. Depends on the tzarech. But if there's a couple that needs a tzarech, then there could be you have this approach. That the Ikra didn't, like there's some couples that barely could keep Hilchas Nida, so they want to know what's Medina and what's Lachumra. So for such a couple, there's what to say that the Mekomos Mechusim Chutz Meosam Mokom could be a Chumra.
The whole silence was very private and strange.
The Shaila of...
I mean, the scenario is...
Of a Shlomo Kula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. And I'm getting rough and saying, sounds like a good idea. Let's do this or cow and
right.
Be over with it.
Right.
It sounds like
it's
a
McGarvey.
It's a
hot
problem.
McGarvey.
It's hard.
Right. So even if...
Thank you.
Also, I just think that, a guy like that, the chances are he's going to come to much work.
Ben Ishchai.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
No, it's not just going to end there.
Right. Right.
There's a reason why there's Gazeo as a half
brother. Right. It's an F. Okay. Okay, we'll see. Maybe we can do that out. Yeah. We should give out. This is D. What's E?
E is.
Oh. Okay. Maybe we could do that the next time. I want to also do F today. We'll get to E. Then the next part of this packet is about being in the delivery room. When your wife is giving birth. So that's also this issue of Makom HaSamachusim.
Maybe even Makom HaTorah.
Right. So in different communities, they have different minhagim of how they deal with this. In certain communities, like Rav Abadi pointed out, he doesn't think it's right. Shouldn't be there. In other communities, they're not asking that. That's a given. It's a given that they're going to be there. So then, if it's a given they're going to be there, Moshe discusses this about being there. So then you just have to tell them not to look at as the baby's coming out, not to look at the Yosef Mokum. Look, you have to see where it depends who your wife is, and it depends, What?
You
birth from.
Yeah, but
it depends on, what the expectations are. Some say that, in some communities it's just a given, they're not there. Rav Abadi told me, it's no place for the man to be there. Other communities are given, you are there. So if you're going to be there, so you just to be nisar, not to look at the also makom. Again, it's the reality of a lot of things in life are not ideal, but there are realities of the way things are and the way things are not. And in certain communities, if the husband wouldn't be there, the wife would be very upset. So Yeah. So it's not like, you know, one hand, idea of, you know, maybe, you know, if she's having something done, that a makom, that is, we tell you to go into a makom that has mechusa and not look. Well, usually, if a person is going to be revealing a makom mechusa, so then we tell you, don't be there. But here we have another factor that, you know, she wants her husband to be there because it's a very trying time. So, depending, you know, so I recommend that whatever the norm of the community and the wife is, you know, that has to be taken care of. And that if a person is going to be there, they just have to make sure that they don't look at the makom as a mechusa. It's like what Shimon said before, that everyone agrees that the osel makom is, even the kula dikashita is that the osel makom is osel. So, and if somebody tells me that there's a couple that has difficulty with the hachakas, and this is something they have a difficulty with, so then there's what to say, that you can tell them that, you know, that just don't look at the osel makom. But if a couple is a couple that, you know, could deal with it, then you tell them that really you shouldn't look at any of the makomos and makosim.
When
is the Isser going to
start? Like before?
Yeah, so we're
going to
have a whole...
When they're blocked.
Okay. So when it starts.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole pack of them. I wanted to do... I mean, I figured E is about Hachos and in general. Maybe we should do F now. And we'll go to E on Wednesday, because that's a continuation of the Harchakos. E is really not Harchakos. E is about Sneas in general.
It's like the controversy between the Chosid and the Mishnagid. The Chosid is the Makdiv, the God of the Mikvah Shabbos. That's his. The Mishnagid is Makdiv, not the God of the Mikvah Shabbos.
Right.
Right?
Okay, we'll see what we can do now. We don't
try to repeat some comment. What? I don't think that's the problem.
Okay. There's a Ben Ish Chai on page 16F where he discusses a woman who's nursing. One of the shailas that comes up a lot in the Komas and Mechusim is when you have a newborn, your wife is a nida when there's a newborn. So the question is, could a husband come in the room when she's nursing? So Rav Abadi pointed out to me once the Ben Ish Chai here. But the Ben Ish Chai says an interesting chiddush. I wouldn't have said this on my own. But the Ben Ish Chai says, Ben Ish Chai is talking about in the context of a bracha, Kriya Shema, that you're not supposed to say Kenegat Erva. So he says that normally if a woman would be exposed in that place, then that would be an erva. But during the nursing, that's the norm for the nursing, so then it's not considered makomus and mechusa, the gabe an erva, that if he's in the room and she's nursing, say she's not a need at that point, and she's in the room and she's nursing, he can make a bracha, or something like that. So that's what he writes. Ishish manika is benal megal medadel also likros olvark kenegda feel heishto kol shkem bisha cheres. They show him the came in the ishish darka legal stadeb is man hayenika that she's normally exposed during the nursing. Hamayadadim nechshavim ozon zman kimo kapos hayadaim vaponim. The legal during nursing that's considered like her face. Vaki meinam manika shdarka latsniya dadel mepedes alze sales likros kenegda. Ishish lispoch al svar zub b'shasat chak. So it's an interesting pasuk shai, you would say that no, it's a mekomos hamechusim, so it's always mekomos hamechusim.
And therefore, it's just be mutter because you're not being mustakal, you're just seeing a quick cleanse by walking into the room.
Right, that's another idea that Rabbani might have mentioned. But so he's saying that that maybe it's considered mekomos hagluim during the time of the Hanukkah. And therefore, so Rabbani pointed out, then would be mutter to go in.
Would this be telling up to what age she's nursing the kid? Meaning, at a certain point, it's like if the kid's a year old and she's still nursing the kid, is that a point that we say, like, at a certain point you could say this is, like, I don't know one way or the other, but you could say this. Then it reverts back to the normal state of being a Muslim, even because it's just, like, even when the kid's very little or something like that, maybe it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a din with a kid, it's a din in the woman.
But this maybe be telling on the norm in that society. The norm is that people nurse in a more public way, then maybe then we consider more mukhlum.
Right, that's
maybe
a different story, right.
Even he said b'shasara, maybe then b'shasara could say the story. Maybe in the Ben Ishchai's day that it was a more public thing.
Right.
But like when people don't nurse publicly, then
right.
Why would it?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there are also cultures where they do, where in general.
Some places, the way they do it, in sure.
In Africa.
Yeah.
In Africa, where they do it more.
Maybe in a Ben Ishchai's community, maybe it was.
Right.
Like a public
one. Right, maybe.
So, if she's not in Nidra, then you're allowed to make a profit. You're allowed to make a profit. Because then it's considered.
No, the question is, even if she's not a nidah, but you can't make a bracha
right.
In front of erva.
Right. In that case, you would be allowed to be if you consider him kamas galuyim, then you can make a bracha. Okay. Actually, then you can make a
broken
whether she's a
need
or not.
Next page.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So, you would be allowed to make a broken whether she's a need or not.
Right.
Yeah,
it
makes no difference whether she's a need or not.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same question.
Yeah.
And then he quotes a question of he quotes that sheet of Yesh Omrin that film comes from Chusim Mutter Lo Israel and Mislachim Mokam Atar Beis Nidasa. But then he says that Mefurish Betur V'Shulchan Aruch to Aser. And then he says in this sefer here, on page 3, Shari Shalom, he says that the mutul ba'al istakel b'komus amchusim b'yishtuk shabshachel tzorach mesuyim v'lo b'derach kalus rosh. Whereas we know that the Rishonim used to look at the wives for chatzitzas, and we saw the Noda Behuda's tshuva. So he's saying a different idea. They're not like what the Noda Behuda said, that because she's going to the mikveh. Really, there's an isser, but he's saying that there's no isser because you're not doing a derech kalas rosh. Yeah.
Just a general question. Basic question. I didn't understand. If your wife's not in Nido, and you're able to have B or just because, then your wife's not in Nido,
yeah,
and you can have B, so then why in general is there an issue with looking at even off the mahal? Like, I don't understand why in general what is this.
Yeah.
Precious, they need a precious.
Okay.
I'm saying you have B.
Right. Yes. Yeah, some type of.
Well, the Shah Rishon is talking about the Zman Nido generally.
This
the Shah Rishon. He's referring directly to.
Nido.
Quite Nido, yeah.
Okay, and then a couple of more things. The Birka Yosef on page 4. Perfume. Page Misha Pesach Dosu L'Hariach Ata Psodom Shalishto Nida. Right, summon perfumes. And then the Birchas Hareach in page 5, Shulchan Aruch has B'Sodom Shal Erva, Kol Kupa Shal B'Sodom Tluya B'Tzavara, Im Vrachim Levish Osu L'Hariach, B'Hem Shem Yovalu De Hergil Nishiko Kir Basar. So the Taz says that even if she takes it off, maybe it should be Osu. I think it's then the woman, no? Then we have the case we discussed.
This time, so it's like every his nipple and every is his needle, it's not other. He talks about since Yoda or Makira,
right.
The face of his wife.
Right.
No, since, you know, where he's talking about, like this halakha is not.
Not me, but.
Right.
An air.
She's wearing it bishas and tairo.
Right. In other words,
right?
Yeah. Then the question of that eating leftovers, your wife's leftovers. We said if so we know the halacha is if the Ramah paskins, but if she left the room, then it's mutter. So then the question is, what if she comes back? So then you have to stop. So In the Ikrei Hadat, they quote, they quote this Gemara in Chulin on page 16. The Gemara has a famous Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, every boss in the Chira Shechnisu Yisrael Imahim La'aretz Mao. When Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, so it could be that certain things were permissible, and then when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they became aser. So Basar Nechira means that you, like Rabbi Bleich told me to look in the Hagdamah to the Dor Vi, where you kill the animal, you kill, you cut the simanim, but not necessarily al pi dinei shechita. So that might have been mutter in the Midbar, but once they came into Eretz Yisrael, it's aser. So what if they had Basar Nechira that they had with the, so if you do Nechira in Eretz Yisrael, that's Nevela. But if you did it in the Midbar, when it was mutter, now you have, so you're supposed to eat in the Midbar, that was mutter then. But if you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, so that's the question. The stuff that was in the Midbar, that was mutter in the Midbar, do we say once it was mutter in the Midbar, so now it was mutter, so now when you bring it to Eretz Yisrael, it's also mutter, or do we say no, but now you're in Eretz Yisrael? So that's the Shaila of the Gemara, Teiku. So the Rosh has the famous question, who cares? May the Hava Hava, this will never come up again. And it's so the Rosh says it's nafkamina for like certain things. Say, for example, the Rosh says chachamim make a gzeira. No, you can't eat apples anymore. Say they make such a gzeira. So does that apply only to the apples that I'll buy in the future, or what if I have apples in the fridge already? Does it apply to that? So he says that's the yisod. In other words, something that you got b'shach heter, does the new gzeira apply? So the Ikrei Hadat wants to say again, these are tzushtels. You know, there's not compounded with certainty over here. But he says lamaisa. In other words, maybe once you got to heter, that the wife left the room, then once it's mutter, then it's mutter, like sort of like the discussion of the besar nechira. That's on page 12. Isha nida shachal v'holchal at posik ramad mutter ma yeh pratu amderu ochal bo etzlo kevin she tchilos heter beheter name that would like if siku ha'acher evi tchilo yibad rav yirmiya evi bosar mechira shech nisu lo etu salchadad nachmin bezmanei lefi sha'os asasmo becha te'ine recha chumra b'da yes l'holchal is it just a chumra ba'alma. Maybe there could be, that's not a deraisa here, it's a chumra v'alma. And then Moshe has a truth about the Mavark Bori Mori Eish. The wife could be holding the Havdalah candle to make a Bori Mori Eish. Okay. So. Well, 19. Okay, so the big shaila, that this is the shaila that people ask all the time, that women who like to sing, they like to sing.
With the Havdalah candle, are you allowed? Let's say she's holding it. She wants to also do. People do it when you're doing Bar Mitzvah. Could is she allowed to pass you the candle, even though she doesn't?
No, you don't pass the candle.
Same, she can't put it down anymore.
So you only need one hand. You have one hand for the.
Yeah.
thing, and one hand for the nails.
Yeah.
So it works out. So that's why we have two hands. Shem created two hands.
Really big candle.
Two hands, one to hold the Havdalah candle, and one to... And that's the secret reason. Right. Okay. So this is the question that people ask about singing. You know, some women like to sing, you know, so we're not talking about the other men in the house. We're talking about, you know, singing in the house. And she's an Ida, so is that also? So the different shitas. The Beit Yishchai on page 20. He says, "Also, Lishmo calls Zemer Shalom. I am Lechem Simlo. Poli Irena Minag Noshim Lazamer LaYelad Bekol Noyim Kedei Sheyishan." Right? Say a wife is singing, sings to the child to put them to sleep. So, Poli Minag Noshim Lazamer LaYelad Bekol Noyim Kedei Sheyishan Kedei Sheloivke. V'Tzarich Lizar B'Zei Mishto Nida. Achem LaYelad Bocha Harbe V'Tzarich Lizamer. So he says that maybe you could be making. Yeah, he's right. According to that sheeta. So the discussion here is in the Sefer Yireim, because the question is like this: the Gemara says on page 23 in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Tashma L'harim L'ochal Ve'inav L'nosal Gulei Beis Yisrael Eish Yisrael Otimei Ve'el Isha nida l'ikrav, mikish isha nida l'eishas reyehu. L'eishas reyehu b'vigdo v'hi b'vigdo osa, afishto nida l'hu b'vigdo v'hi b'vigdo osa. So it has a hekesh in Paskin Yecheskel from eishas reyehu to ishto nida. So some want to say that if the Paskin Yecheskel is making a hekesh, so here they're using it just like you're not allowed to be in bed with your husband, with another married woman. You can't be in the same bed. So too, so if we're comparing, so too you can't be in bed with Ishto Nida. Okay? So now the question is, so that's where the Gemara made that comparison. So the question is, so maybe you can say the same thing. That just like you can't hear the singing voice Veshus Reyehu, so maybe you can't hear the singing voice of Ishto Nida. The Gemara never made that, but if you're making that comparison to Veshus Reyehu, maybe the same thing as well. So the Pesach Tshuva discusses this on page 21. It says Sarchi and Mutal Lishmo called Zemeshalah. Yachad the Gemara v'Shabbos Omer making sheishes needed leishes reil. Only you have a special heter of yichud leishto needed, but that's a special pasuk. So he says near the aser. So that's what he says. So the Tofos Re'im on the bottom of Sefer Yireim says maybe not, because why? Because if the Ramah says that you're allowed to look at your wife Ishto Nida Makomas Geluyim, you can be Mistakel. So Pasha says you can't do that to an Eishes Re'ehu. So you see that it's not a hekesh that you just learn on all your own, it's not a hekesh that you can just make all these, because in other words, all the Gemara says is just like you can't be in bed with another woman, another man's wife, so too you can't be in bed with your nida. That's all the Gemara says. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that maybe therefore the same thing should apply to music, just like you can't hear another woman sing, you can't hear, you can't hear, you don't need to sing. So the Torah from Israel says he thinks not. Because once you see, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to look at Ishtonida to even enjoy her appearance, if it's a Mekomos HaGluyim, so the same thing. That's how Rav Abadi has told me. It's here in his Sefer on page 28. Ishmo Komo Zema Shal Ishtonida Mutter V'Shar Ayar Rayos Oser. Okay, so some people are machver, but that's based on that, and others are makel.
So,
who's
the one that
the Pesachei Tshuva said? Right, so we saw the Pesachei Tshuva said, and then you have the Torah for Sreim at the bottom of the, that fell very strongly the other way.
Right.
And he says, he uses a Lashon. Right. He's close to Pesachei Tshuva. I am at Varav. So Rav Abadi is making on this. Well, there's a machmer.
Did Rav Abadi say that you couldn't hear a sister sing? Because he never said he said other arayas as well. That would be us for other arayas.
Right, maybe. Yeah, could be he would say that.
Rav Abadi is making.
Yeah, that's on page 26. You want to see inside?
A sister, something which is very not so. Like if you
have. Right, a sister.
A kid, so.
Right.
Sing, she sing.
Right.
Unless you say that by Krovin, there's no.
Right. In other words, Krovin, we know that there's. You know, there's certain.
Also, there's the German milk that if the kid is running to another, then you know it's a confirmation.
What's a German milk?
But Roy permitted women to sing among you twice mirrors if they're not heard independently.
There are different versions of the story, right? Refresh went to the opera or just allowed people to go to the opera.
Okay, we have that, we have Chazen Hess here. Okay, Chazen Hess is official Chazen of Roy, so he'll. So, what did Rav Roy say?
I heard he permitted women at the table on Shabbos to sing to mirrors with
other people.
I can believe that in certain parts of Germany, if you have guests at the table, your wife sings to mirrors.
Yes, it's not the Pasha Shalom, it's not the women. Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
that's what Rabbi Tuchman just suggested. Okay.
There's also a last thing, if you don't know what the woman looks like, you can listen to her.
Right.
You can't know what she looks like.
Right. What, for Ishtonido or for
general?
General. It's a kirav bar. It's a part of the whole crane of Arayas, which is ultimately could lead to Arayas Mamash.
It's like all these coolers that people say, you know, if you don't know what she looks like, or she's, isn't it? Is that all because?
Because it's not going to be Megara of the Yetzirah.
So basically, it's basically just hechi timsas of. We're assessing that this case.
Right, well, that's right.
So see this.
Right, the Gemara says in Sotain, Yitzhara Miskara, that's something you don't see, you know. Okay, so Bez Hashem on Wednesday will continue. So, yeah, so we did, right, you see, I did a. See? Okay, so it's a good. So we did two packets today, so.
Are we ever going to talk about
general
call Isha? Does that come up in the thing up, or no?
If you want it to come up.
I do. I will have a special show for himself.